7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Uri Geller is here. He's at the airport. Where are you going or coming? What are you doing?
I'm flying back to England in about an hour. I'm in the Kiev airport in Ukraine, and I bought a gadget that is actually a telephone, a handset from the, you know, the old handset, the black and white.
Yep.
It's a great gadget because I just stick it into the BlackBerry and I'm speaking to you and I can hear you loud and clear. And I'm going to take a picture now with the other BlackBerry and I will email it to you so you will see what I'm holding in my hand.
Look at him. It's like magic.
It is magic.
You know, it's so strange, Doug and everyone, that we tend to kind of go back to the past. We like, you know, to now buy those record players that used to play those vinyl records, the big LPs.
Yeah.
It's so crazy, but here I am, and I immediately I was drawn to this handset, and I said, this is great. So when I walk with my BlackBerry in my back pocket, and I'm holding this big handset in my hand, people look at me, they kind of freak out. They really don't know what's going on. So it's really a conversation piece, but I can hear you very, very clearly, yet I'm away from the radiation, from the harmful radiation of any mobile phone.
All right, so I want you to send me a picture of that thing or send me an email that tells me what it is because I want to get one you and I have talked about this many times, get that stuff away from your ear. I try to use a speakerphone and just hold it away from my head. It still works pretty well, but that sounds, if it's not, I don't want to be encumbered. Sometimes you stick all this gadgetry around you and you not only look foolish, but you're encumbered by it as well. So
that's true, Doug, but I have sent you the email with me talking to you. You'll get it momentarily.
Yeah, it'll come right up.
You know, Doug, when it comes to your health and you say that you don't want to be overloaded with new gadgets, I mean, this is just a handset that you can keep the mobile phone, the cell phone away from you. You can also use it for Skype and for your iPad and so on. But a lot of people I see in the street, they actually walk with their cell phones strapped to their belt, which is also a no-no. Also, it is recommended, if anyone can hear us now, do not put your mobile phone in your back pocket. They're finding out now that these waves, the radiation or whatever, the energy
butt
that
cancer
comes out from a cell, absolutely causes tumors in the head, liver cancer, and prostate cancer. So the best way to hold a mobile phone, a cell phone, is in your hand. If you need to walk with it, hold it in your hand, kind of slightly away from your body.
Yeah, and that's what I can end up doing.
All right, 10 past the hour. Uri Geller is here. Go to his website, URIGELLER. Find out what fantastic things he's up to. We are carrying a story under the, we have the Doug Steffen, what's new at DougSteffen.com section, and there's a group of skeptics that's offering up to $1 million to people like you, so they say. There are people who have always referred to you as a celebrity psychic. I don't know that I think that that's accurate, but that's, you know, people want to do something to label you, your pal Randy, and that ilk. If you want to get the $1 million, you have to prove your ability in some controlled experiment. I wonder what you think about, this is the sort of stuff, there's that magazine that's been writing about you for ages, all about skeptics, right?
Yeah, well, my advice to you, and this is obviously my opinion, is that you're wasting nice, precious space on your website. You're much more interesting.
Sorry.
So, get rid of it. It's not important. You know, skeptics in my life, what I will comment is that skeptics in my life were really my unpaid publicists, free publicity.
Yeah.
You know, they created the myth around me. I could even say the legend about Uri Geller because they made me controversial. And I have to send them bouquet of flowers because they acted as a very kind of expensive Madison Avenue advertising agency. So I didn't have to go to any agent or manager or PR person or image maker because I was controversial. And controversy is priceless. So to the skeptics, thank you. God bless you. Keep up the good work. If you are still talking about me, that's great.
You know.
And I will just sign off by what Oscar Wilde said 100 years ago. He was very clever in all his little lines, but one of the lines that he created is this. There is only one worse thing than being talked about.
Not
being talked about.
I'm looking at this picture you just sent me.
Just to follow up on what Uri was just saying.
Yeah.
If you search Uri Geller on YouTube, the top two responses are James Randi exposes Uri Geller. 2 million views.
Now, can you imagine? I once wrote an article about this, YouTube video. Do you realize what huge publicity it is for 2 million people to log on to a cranky old Uri Geller on Johnny Carson that is over 30 years old and watch me? That's fantastic. I mean, this is priceless for me. I'm the king of PR, and I say it kind of, I boast, I'm very knowledgeable about PR.
Yeah.
And to have such a video on YouTube that over 2 million people, just imagine.
There are.
How many times do you have to fill a Yankee baseball stadium in New York to get 2 million people in there?
There are, just there are a bunch of such and such exposes Uri Geller, but just in the James Randi videos, I haven't seen a James Randi exposing Uri Geller video with under 25,000 views. Most of them have 100,000, 50,000, 300,000 talking about how Uri is being exposed. You're right. You cannot buy that kind of
public. Yeah, you can't pay for that.
You can't. Yeah. It's amazing. This guy's making a living off of you.
I don't care, but it's so flattering to know that, 2 million people made moves because you've got to get onto your computer, you've got to get onto YouTube, you've got to put Uri Geller into YouTube, and you've got to go to this video, and you've got to click on this video, and you've got to watch it. So, my goodness, thank you to the 2 million people who are interested in Uri Geller.
All right, so I want to go back to this picture. Richie, I just sent you the picture of Uri with the phone. I want you to post that at DougStephan.com. What in the world? Where are you? This is the fantastic thing. Uri's in the airport in Kiev. I've been in that airport.
That's a nice leather sofa.
I never saw a sofa in there like that.
No, Doug. You've been in the Kiev airport, but this is the VIP room.
Yeah, obviously. I didn't make it there.
That looks comfy.
Look, I must tell you this. I've traveled the world for 40 years, but I've never, ever seen such VIP service and treatment as in Ukraine. They come and pick you up from the plane with a little bus, air-conditioned, and they take you to the VIP room, and then you can choose in which room you want to sit, with the green couches, with the orange couches, with the blue. amazing. And then a waitress comes up and she asks you if you want a cappuccino or whatever. There is a huge television in my room. I'm actually watching a documentary about me that had the highest ratings last night on STB, which is a local TV station. And they are rerunning it now because it had such high ratings. But the Ukrainians are amazingly friendly people. They are treating me here fantastically. My show was on last night, and now I'll be coming back 10 more times to finish the series.
Wow. All right, have you lost weight?
Did I lose weight?
Yes.
Let me see the picture. Yeah, I saw something on CNN that is called Your Last Heart Attack. Did you watch that?
No.
No, it sounds scary.
There's a famous Dr. Gupta who he interviewed Clinton, and you'll be shocked when you see that segment, Your Last Heart Attack, because they actually tell you what to eat. And they tell you to lose weight. They tell you to be thin. They tell you not to eat any flesh, not to eat chicken, not to eat fish, not to eat meat. It's amazing. One of the scientists says, if it has a mouth and it and a mother, don't eat it.
Hurry to get along well with Pam Popper.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I decided just to watch, you know, what I eat. But this is a good advice for everyone.
Are you kidding? Yeah, Uri has never been overweight a moment in his life. I haven't seen you for a couple of years in person, but whenever I've seen you, whenever I've been with you, whenever we've eaten any place, I never thought you ate very much. And certainly when you stand up and walk around and when people see you, they wouldn't ever accuse you of being heavy at all. So,
no, I did not lose weight. I'm still at my close to 70 kilos, 68 kilos. And I urge everyone who's listening to us to think about it. Watch your diet. Or, you know, try to eat more fruits, more vegetables, less meat, exercise, walk around. You know, you don't have to go to a gym and get on treadmills and exercise. You can just simply go out and get yourself a brisk walk.
Now he sounds like Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
We've got
two. We have two women who are contributors to the program. One of them is Pam Popper, who runs. You might want to look this up, Ari. The Wellness Forum. I think it's .com. Wellnessforum.com in Columbus, Ohio, and she espouses the same sort of thing that you do when it comes to what you eat. And then there's a new lady on the program called Andrea Metcalf, who's an exercise person. She's actually right now climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, but she wow. talks about how you use your body. You can use as you walk. Everything you do to keep yourself in shape, you can do with your own body, whether it's push-ups or just walking and tightening your butt, moving your arm around, doing stuff with your shoulders. It's all stuff that you have. You don't need tools to do it. You just use, you know what your body is all about, and you can do a wonderful job keeping yourself in shape.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that is correct. You know, Doug, the only reason I'm sitting in this VIP room and emailing you the picture is because I have to talk to you. Otherwise, I would be strolling outside, you know, in the garden that is next
to
the airport.
He never sits still. Uri never sits still. Never, ever. Yeah. Well, that's why you and I make a great pair, because we don't, either of us, want to sit still. Uri Geller, ladies and gentlemen, URIGELLER. Check out his website. Uri, talk to you next week on Good Day.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas.
How does it feel to be one of the beautiful people? Be the only rich man, be
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Important announcement from Tony Orlando and the group Dawn.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you.
What do we ever do with that video audio that I got of him sitting in Saddam Hussein's chair when I was over in Iraq?
I've got that. We had it on the website for a while.
We did. Okay. Mm-hmm. On this date in 1977, Tony Orlando announced he was retiring.
How'd that work out for him?
Not too well. I wish I had a cell phone number around here someplace. I found him to be a most engaging guy. I liked him a lot. He's very interested in helping the troops, for sure. But it's, look, so many times you hear from people who have been involved in various show business pursuits. Remember, he had his own television show. He was performing on this night, 1977, in Cohasset, Massachusetts, which is down on the Cape. And he said he'd had enough. He was going to call it quits. He had all of these. He had 14 hits with the Dawn, two girls, and had that weekly television show for a while in the mid-70s, and he'd had enough, he said. And he left for about 3 or 4 months, and he decided he didn't like being retired, so he came back in. Very engaging guy, very nice man. He is a very nice man. And so
for those who don't know, was your traveling partner on your trip to Iraq?
I went to Iraq 2 years ago, April, as a picture someplace on the website. Isn't there of me with Stephen Baldwin?
It's on your Facebook page.
On my Facebook
page. And Leanne Tweeden, too. Okay. It's on your Facebook page.
All right, so that's those were the four musketeers, if you will. I love this kind of pop music. I've always loved this kind of pop music. It's so simple. I remember I was on the trip. I became the announcer for the shows that he did for the soldiers at the various places where we were. And I was behind the curtain, and he was watching me. And he came over to me during one of the performances, and he said, "You're enjoying this as much as the people there." I said, because I was singing along with him. And I had the microphone, and he could hear me.
Oh, no, you were singing in the mic?
Right. And he could hear me. He says, "You're really digging this." I said, "Yeah, I really, really love your music. This is stuff that is so American." And that's really what it is. This is, like it or, I mean, I'm not a fan of opera. I've had a lot of great experience. People teased me about my singing yesterday when I did the Irene song. But I've actually had a lot of luck singing. I sang with the Heidelberg Concert Choir when I was in Heidelberg. I was in Tiffin at Heidelberg during the 60s, the mid-60s when I was a student there. We traveled all over the country and went to Europe, in fact. And, excuse me, was always fortunate to stand next to somebody who had the pitch. As long as I had the pitch, I was fine. I do have actually quite a good singing voice, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
But I gotta, it's gotta be.
You gotta get the pitch.
Warmed up, and I gotta get the pitch.
So funny. Right.
Why are you laughing?
I do have a good singing voice.
I know that I have a good singing voice. Yeah. It is not a professional singing voice, but I do love to sing. And I have had so many great opportunities brought to me by the fact that I could sing, especially when I was in the choir. When Tony heard me singing, and I wasn't really even conscious. I had the microphone in my hand, and I hadn't shut it off. But I'm,
yeah, that's awesome.
I became one of the extra members, if you will, singing along. That was one of the greatest trips. I'm going to go to Israel again this winter.
That's
another one of my favorite places to go and tell the stories of what's going on there. Actually, would like to take somebody with me who would add to it. I don't know quite yet how that would work out. But
I see a new co-host coming aboard.
Coming up, though, in the next half hour, we're going to meet Denise, a new radio host. So you'll hear Denise for the first time.
She's hot.
She's very hot. She's on the program 28 after on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
For relief that lets you get on with your day, turn to Advil. Nothing's been proven to work better or last longer. And Thermacare's heat penetrates deep to relax muscles. Now, when you buy any participating one Advil and one Thermacare product at Walgreens, you'll get $5 in register rewards. Offer good August 28th through October 1st on participating products. Limit one coupon printed per offer. See coupon for exclusions, limitations, and expiration. Use all products as directed.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
After the hour, why am I feeling like this week is like Christmas?
It is like Christmas.
There's nobody home.
It's vacation time.
Nobody do business. Everybody's taking the last week off before Labor Day because they know they can't have any more time off.
A lot of schools are back already, though.
Yeah.
Lots of them.
Yep. No more time off after this week until the Christmas week. So a lot of people have to notice the grindstone. Notice we're working on a skeleton crew. Look at Rich. He's a mere shadow of himself.
Yeah.
And Jennifer's here, 34 after the hour. So there's this expectation that we have. We are into achievement here on Good Day.
We are.
And I suggest that you think about your achievements as well.
Yeah.
Your aspirations. We have this thing at Heidelberg. We talk about peer institutions and aspirant institutions.
I take aspirin sometimes for a headache.
Yeah, me too. I take a baby aspirin every night.
The peer institutions are the institutions that are as we are. The aspirant institutions are the institutions that we desire to compete with or be like. And I suspect that there are peer and aspirant relationships in all of our lives. We all can whittle us down. Like, I have my peers. And I have my aspirations as to what I would like to, or either what radio program I'd like to be more associated with or compared to. Richie, you at the network, you have a peer group, although there are fewer and fewer, for sure, because everything's being whittled down and everybody buying up the big companies are buying up everything.
Yeah, no.
And then there are those that you aspire to be a particular way. Jennifer, same with you. And I dare say that's the way it is with most people. They have their acknowledged group, whether it's in business or friendships or whatever it is. And then my father used to say, you ought to be satisfied with where you are. And I have never been satisfied with where I am. And I suggest that that is the best way, God love my father, for you to stop growing. And that is not a healthy thing, whether it's mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. You need to keep growing. And I mean in a healthy way. Keep growing your muscles. Get stronger. Keep growing. Make your brain, the brain's a muscle, make that stronger. Emotionally, how are you dealing with the things as you get older, your friends begin to drop off? And that can be a tough That's a real tough nut to crack emotionally for people to realize, oh, my God, look at where I am. So, and you aspire to be better. Most people, I think, either inside or outside aspire. It's how you deal with those aspirations. Sometimes people become angry because they don't get to the point. There is this expectation. There is this, we've become entitled. I guess that's the word. A lot of people in our country especially think they are deserving of something without having worked for it. It just doesn't work that way. Once in a while, luck or fate or whatever it is, gives people $67 million in the Powerball lottery. Doesn't happen very often, and that's just about money, never mind all the other stuff. But aspirations to aspire to be better than you are can be either the most frustrating thing about your life or can be perhaps the most rewarding. I'm now finding it to be very rewarding. You can grouse about it. I had a great lunch with a very good friend of mine yesterday. And we were talking about the things that you give up to have what you want in life. And he knows my career very well and knows that I've made choices, as we all do. I could have done 3 or 4 things differently back 10, 12, 14 years ago, and I would have been in a completely different place. But you know what? I don't want to be in a different place.
Well,
I would have had to give up my farm, and I didn't want to give up the farm. I didn't then, and I don't now.
And but also, you would have been working at the behest of someone else.
Yes.
Whose decision was theirs when your career ended.
Right. But I could have done, I never would have left doing this program, and I never will leave doing this program because it is mine, and I become, even if I become part of a bigger picture, I still will, it'll still be mine. I mean, work with and join in with another company or two, but I want to maintain my identity. But if I'd have done some things that had brought me into, when I first started going to Los Angeles in 94, 95, there were some things that I could have done. But they would have required me to be there more and be on the farm less. And I didn't want to do that. Does that change my life? Does my life have less value? Not to me, it doesn't. Some people say, oh, well, you could have done this and you could have done that. Because I aspired at one point in my career to do what Ryan Seacrest is creating for himself and what Ed McMahon did and what Dick Clark did. And I probably could have done it. But I didn't want to. So, what do you give up? I don't know. I'm a pretty happy guy most of the time. Not all the time, but I'm pretty happy.
You know, to an extent, your farm kept you from being that person.
That's true.
I remember back in the day. Doug, there's a TV hit Tuesday night. You need to be in Boston at the whatever studio at 4 p.m. Can't do it. I'm moving cows that day.
Yeah.
And that's, you know.
Really?
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
So are you happy you made that choice? Is the farm that important? Are you glad you did that?
Oh, no.
Back?
The farm. I mean, think about the 4 threads in my life. They are my children and this dog. They are the farm. They are the radio program, and they are my alma mater, Heidelberg. Those are the 4 things.
Where do Rich and I fall?
That's the radio program.
Okay.
Yeah, but Charlotte gets her own thread. We're just kind of whittled
Charlotte
in.
Charlotte and the kids.
Right.
Yeah, there's a thread there. You are like my children sometimes.
More times than others.
Some ways more than others.
Yeah.
But the point I'm trying to make is that you have goals and you want success, and you do have to get to a point. But at what point, my father is another example. Maybe this is how I became the way I am. My father was an extraordinarily good salesman. Some of you know the story. My father was an orphan, grew up on the streets of South Boston, gangs, never had really much of an education. Decided to apply himself to sports, did very well. His associations brought him to a career in retailing, which brought him around to being associated with people who were in the soft goods business. And he became a salesperson and did extraordinarily well for someone of his background. And he developed, by the time he was in his 40s, a lifestyle which was good for him. It wasn't necessarily good for us as his children, wasn't good for his wife, but at that point in time, my mother had long since passed in being a priority because he couldn't deal with her and her emotions. So he became he became a true slave to golf. And there was a time, and it lasted 25 years of his life, from when he was in his mid to late 40s to his 70s, when he played golf every single day of his life.
Mm.
He played up here in New England on a very good course that he belonged to for 40-some-odd years. He belonged to the Breakers down in Palm Beach for almost as long. And so he would plan his day, his sales trips and his sales calls and working with people. Either he'd play golf with his customers or he'd be done with the work that he needed to do so he could play golf. And that was just that was the same thing. He could have been he could have run any number of chain. He could have run TJ Maxx. He had that opportunity. Could have run with the founding people at Marshalls, and could have made tons of dough. He couldn't play golf. Didn't want anything to do with it. If he wasn't,
wow.
If that was his thing. And I don't know whether I learned it. I don't know if that's the reason. I'm not sure, honestly, but.
My dad did the same thing. My dad was, hey, listen, I'm at this point in my life. I want to enjoy my life.
Absolutely.
When my dad became 50-something or other, he was just like, you know what? I'm comfortable. I want to play golf mm-hmm. 3 to 4 times a week. And I want to work and make good enough money to be able to live comfortably and play my golf.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And that's what he did.
So before we go to Dr. Ken, I want to introduce you to someone, this is the wildest thing, and I didn't know that I would live to see the day that this would exist. I mean, I'm kind of chortling and choking on my words here. I said to you a few minutes ago, I want you to meet Denise.
Yes.
So here's, let's see, Richie, just play a little of Denise.
This is 91.7 KROV HD2.
I'm just riding, God, let's take a little trip.
91.7 HD2 KROV.
Now she tells who she is right here. Do you want that?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
My name is Denise. I am the world's first and only artificial intelligence radio DJ. I would like to thank all the listeners out there from all around the world. This song, which is
so here's why I'm glad I'm in the talk business and not in the music business anymore. The music business is finished on the radio.
Well, personality with you.
That.
Yeah.
That's a computer.
And you can tell it's a computer.
You can absolutely tell.
Right. It sounds like the telephone operator.
Right.
She's a text-to-speech program that's now available to radio stations. They type in what they want her to say, and she voices their scripts. She does have some intelligence.
This service has been out for a while, where you can type something out, and then the computer speaks it back to you.
Yeah.
There's a guy at a radio station who owns a secondary channel who decided, well, why not
Let's just try this? Yeah.
And so it wasn't like it was given to radio stations to use as a DJ. Yeah. This guy just decided, you know what? I can't afford to pay anybody to be on this secondary HD channel.
Yeah.
What would it sound like if I just used this computer-generated voice?
Yeah.
I can type in what I wanted to say, and then it just spits it out.
Yeah.
And now the radio industry is like, You. And this guy's taking a lot of heat for even trying
Pretty
this.
Pretty interesting, though, isn't it, huh?
But I guarantee you there will be more who will do the same thing. For all these HD channels that are second and third and fourth, this is what you're going to be listening to.
Happy to be in the spoken word side of things, I'll tell you that.
Yep.
They're going to get in the artificial.
Nah,
you're not going to find much intelligence at all. Never mind artificial intelligence.
But eventually, hey, everybody, this big, the big guy you hear on the big mech station is going to be gone one day for this. I am talking to you to introduce Lady Gaga.
Gaga.
Kind of sounds like Lady Gaga.
Yo, everybody, Lady Gaga this morning. Big morning to you.
That's pretty good.
Can't replace Dr. Ken with a voice like that, though. Dr. Ken Kronhaus up next with his daily dose of important medical information for you here on Good Day.
I am Dr. Ken.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love?
Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here in a moment. Important news for parents of young men and maybe young women. First things first, though, Ken, the anti-aging cream that we've been talking about. How long now? We've been talking about Tautinol for a couple of years, I think. The appearance,
absolutely.
Isn't it? The appearance that has been improved by so many people who use this skin moisturizer, but it goes deeper than that, if you'll pardon the pun, doesn't it?
It gets into those deep wrinkles, the ones that you start seeing as you get a little older. And why age poorly? And there's such good news out this morning about how to age gracefully. But one way is to keep the skin looking natural. This is a product developed by a plastic surgeon. It gets those deep wrinkles without the needles, without the knife. Why not try this?
All right, yeah, you don't have to go have any operations or any of that sort of thing. Just use this, as so many listeners have. And you get, let's see here, one free when you buy two, and you get a free gift as well when you tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken. So try Tautinol by dialing 800-291-2584. That's 800-291-2584. Call right now, buy two, get one free. Tautinol is the way to keep your face, or fix your face, make it the way you want it to be. Top pick anti-aging cream. Dial 800-291-2584. Pediatricians on the warpath, Ken.
In a new policy statement this week, Doug, the American Academy of Pediatrics, along with the Canadian Pediatric Society, they're recommending that doctors vigorously oppose boxing for any child or adolescent under the age of 19 because of the risk of concussions and other injuries, and instead steer kids towards non-collision sports.
There you go. Non-collision sports. You hear that? All right, let's see here. Anger and heart attacks and laughter on the other side.
This is some good news. European Society of Cardiology, the number one killer of Americans, are heart attacks. And it seems like anger just drives this process.
Yep.
It's the stress. And the antidote is laughter. So rent a happy comedy movie.
What a mess you must be.
Who are you talking about?
You.
Nah. Laughter,
going from
yoga.
Screaming to laughing.
Laughter, yoga. Laughter, yoga.
Whoa.
You got to do better than that.
Yeah.
Come on.
Dr. Ken on Good Day.
Let's hear it.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Someday by the Black Eyed Peas brings us into Movie Moments with Chuck Curry. This is from the movie Night and Day. Cameron Diaz starred in that with Tom Cruise. She is 39 years old today. And a handsome lady is she, I think.
A handsome lady is she.
All right, bring the camera right over. There's Yoda in the background there.
Yep.
All right, we have the presence of one Charles Curry, who's in charge of Movie Moments, got some movie news for us. We'll have a movie contest, though, first. And it also involves a movie that stars Cameron Diaz. Do we know that that's her? What is her lineage? She looks
Cameron Diaz?
Yeah, Diaz, yeah. A name like that, you'd think, what?
It's not Diaz.
I feel like she's, gosh.
No, I believe she's got some Spanish in her.
Yeah, she does.
Okay. Mother, father. Well, father must do with the name.
That's why they invented Wikipedia.
All right, Richie, you'll check that out. Meanwhile, Chucker, let's get to our contest, see if we can figure out which Cameron Diaz movie this is from. I don't think this will be difficult, but, you know, listen, somebody's going to figure it out. 800-510-8255, number to call when you do figure it out for the prize. If you've never won before in Movie Moments, listen up.
Are you going to the prom?
I thought maybe we could go together.
Got it. You got it?
I got it. That was the movie that really launched her into big paycheck territory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next
and
clue.
And your favorite quarterback is in this movie, Doug, the one whose name you can't say. Here you go.
When a guy can play 36 holes and still have enough energy to take me and Warren to a ball game and eat hot dogs. I'm talking sausage hot dogs, beer. Not light beer, but beer. That's my ad. Print it up.
I thought Stiller was in this.
He is.
He is.
Okay. He's the one I don't like.
I'm talking about your favorite quarterback, football, whose name you can't say.
I can't say because?
Because you are unable to pronounce it properly.
Oh. Very funny. Okay.
And it rhymes with burr.
Burr. All right, last clip.
Is that hair gel?
Your ear. No, your left ear.
Gross.
Is that?
All right.
Is that hair gel?
That's so gross.
No.
Oh, my God, is that gross. Farve away. 800 510-8255. Name of that movie, please. Chucker has the movie news in a moment on Good Day.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love?
Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A., pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Hi, Chucker. What's new in the world of movies, VDs, DVDs,
and VDs? So many new things there.
Interesting story, Doug. Martin Scorsese and Leonardo DiCaprio teaming up once again, announcing a remake of the 1974 movie The Gambler, which starred James Caan as a college professor with a very serious gambling addiction.
Wasn't that Kenny Rogers' movie?
Well, he did a TV version. More upbeat type thing. But this is probably the most serious film based on the gambling addiction of all time. It's a really good movie, actually, and one of James Caan's better performances. Other news, screenwriter Lawrence Mark, who wrote the screenplay for the thriller Source Code with Jake Gyllenhaal, hired to write a remake of the 1990 movie Flatliners for Columbia Pictures. That film starred Julia Roberts, Kiefer Sutherland, Oliver Platt, and Kevin Bacon. And I think it's actually a good idea to do a remake, because I thought that film was good but not great, and I think it has a lot of good possibilities to explore. So a remake of Flatliners in the works.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Adult filmmakers have started a legal campaign suing 200,000 people who have illegally downloaded porno movies. Did you know that?
Uh-oh.
No, I did not.
Huh, what a shock. People who watch porn downloaded illegally.
Yeah. Those,
there might be a sting at Radio America.
Did you hear that, Michael?
Watch out.
All right. So where did the people go? I hit the button, and I hit the button that... Something About Mary.
That's me.
The movies, there's something about Mary.
With
Cameron
Brett
Diaz, happy birthday.
Brett Favre.
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 Favre. Favre.
Did you know...